issue of climate change is about to take place between Sir Christopher Monckton, Lord Christopher Monckton, formerly a senior policy advisor to British Prime Minister Margaret Thatcher. He's a mathematician, author of a paper titled Climate Sensitivity Reconsidered, published in Physics and Society. He's also a filmmaker of Apocalypse Now, refuting Al Gore's An Inconvenient Truth, and who has strongly condemned the IPCC's global warming alarms internationally. Lord Christopher will later this year be debating the Environment Minister of Spain on climate issues. Richard Littlemore wrote the David Suzuki Foundation's first public education package on climate change in 1996. He wrote editorials and edited the opinion and editorial pages for the Vancouver Sun, was elected to and delegated by the Metro Vancouver Board to sit on the Chrétien government's Kyoto Implementation Foundation, and Mr. Littlemore is also an editor of dsmogblog.com. Now, my role in this debate is to make sure that you, the listeners, hear what you need to hear. I have an opening question for Richard Littlemore, and then Lord Christopher will respond. And then I have some additional questions which we may or may not need. I want to, first of all, thank you both for participating. Richard, thank you.
Hey, you're welcome.
And Lord Christopher, thank you very much.
It's a pleasure to be with you, Roy.
So, Richard, begin, please, in layman's terminology, make the case for the IPCC human-induced climate change position.
First, if I may, I don't want to have to take any blame for the Chrétien government's policy on Kyoto, which I think was...
What policy?
Yeah, exactly. Okay, I'll give you the brief spiel. After a long period of climate stability, the Earth's climate has started to change, and change quickly. In an effort to answer why, the world's great scientists have gathered all the best research in a report for the IPCC, the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change. The IPCC's last report says that there is a 90-plus percent certainty that humans are causing the problem, mostly by burning fossil fuels. The governments of Stephen Harper in Canada, George Bush in the United States, the governments of Britain, France, Germany, China, India, and 137 other countries all signed off on that report. It's not some, like, weird socialist thing. Everybody signed it. Are there still scientific uncertainties? You bet. Real scientists are arguing all the time in labs and in peer-reviewed scientific journals, not in newsletters. Are we going to argue serious science today in 22 minutes in a debate between two guys, neither of whom has a degree in any scientific field or is doing any scientific research? I don't think so. The public debate about climate change is not about science. It's about public relations. That's what we do at the DSmog blog, which is a climate change website. We do research on the credentials and the funding of people who argue that climate change isn't happening, that it doesn't matter or that it can't be stopped. And then we publish the results, and I can tell you it's all about public relations.
All right. Let me have Lord Christopher respond to that.
Well, let's first of all begin on this question of funding, and let us talk about the funding for DSmog blog. Now, DSmog blog was founded with $300,000 of money from a man called John Lefebvre, who is an internet gaming fraudster convicted last year of making hundreds of millions of dollars, a large chunk of which he's now been made to pay back to the U.S. government, by unlawfully laundering money to do with unlawful internet gaming. He is the person who got into bed with Mr. Littlemore's boss at a PR company, Mr. James Hoggan, and they put up the DSmog blog, whose job, of course, is not to debate the science of climate, but to inaccurately misrepresent the alleged or supposed or imagined funding of anyone who dares to challenge the supposed consensus on the climate. So let's get that thing clear, first of all. DSmog blog was founded, is funded, and is run by a convicted and self-confessed crook. And furthermore, that crook is now in the business of running a solar energy corporation and therefore has a direct vested interest in peddling the climate change scare.
All right, Sir Christopher, Lord Christopher, let me just jump in here,
yes,
if I may. This has, and I appreciate you saying this, and I want Richard to respond, because I've read the stories and the news stories as well. But I really want to get to the climate change issue, because that's what our listeners want to hear most about from each of you. So, Richard,
by making it clear that Mr. Littlemore public relations executive working for a convicted internet fraudster.
I understand that, and I'll be the referee here today. So, Richard, if you'd respond to that, and then let's get to the issue of climate.
Right. John Lefebvre hasn't been convicted of anything. He had a legitimate internet banking company that was registered in your country. Because it wouldn't have been legal if it was registered in the United States. He gave us our money. I didn't start off by saying that you're the senior policy advisor for the Spinstitute, an organization whose website is the Spinstitute, which was started with $100,000 that the Frontiers of Freedom spun off from ExxonMobil to begin the Science and Public Policy Institute. I told you this wasn't going to be about science, folks. This is about public relations in every aspect.
Let me turn it around then. Let me ask you each a question. I have one question. We'll start with this, and then we'll take a break, and you'll think about the question if you would, and then we'll come back and we'll debate it and see where it goes from there. The question I have is this, and I've done a lot of research on this issue as well. Have global temperatures, and please listen to the question carefully, have global overall temperatures increased in the past 50 years? Not the past 100 years, because we know the temperatures globally rose after the end of the Little Ice Age in the 1700s, and that global temperatures have risen about 1 degree Celsius in the past 100 years. But have global temperatures risen in the past 50 or 60 years, or have global temperatures been stable during that period? And remember, warming temperatures globally swung upward, at least my information tells me this, in the first half of the 20th century before World War II and the post-war industrial boom. In the second half of the century, with all of the industrial activity, didn't global temperatures remain fairly static? I'll ask you both to think about that, and then we'll come back and we'll continue and get into this issue as much as we can, the science of global warming, with our guests, Lord Christopher Monckton and Richard Littlemore. And we'll take your calls a little later on in the hour. It's the Roy Green Show on the Corus Radio Network.
You're listening to the Roy Green Show all across the Corus Radio Network.